And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Big Little Race. Sparky and I, along with Mayor Plumfront and Yuki Butcher, had gone to Indianapolis, Indiana, where Yuki wanted to enter his own invention, a racing car, into the Memorial Day 500-mile speed classic. The day before the big race, they have, in that year, a very interesting race for midgets, the little tiny automobiles driven by young people, children, as a matter of fact. And today's program is about Sparky's part in that.
Oh, boy, is this ever exciting. Hey, there sure are a lot of people here.
I'll say that grandstand is packed. You can imagine how many people will be here tomorrow for the big 500-mile Memorial Day race, huh?
Yeah, there'll be people standing all over the place. Track will be surrounded by humanity.
I didn't think this many people would be here today to see the midget race. It sort of makes you feel funny knowing that that many people are going to be watching.
Well, don't let the crowd bother you, Sparky. When you drive that little car of yours around the track, you keep your mind on your auto. Just keep concentrating on that.
Oh, I will, Big John. I will. I want to win the race.
Yes, sir, lad. One thing you got to do when you're driving an auto race like this here is keep your head, you know, keep cool and calm and collected. And don't get nervous. Just keep your head. Keep cool, calm, and collected. Lad, you're not listening to me. Did you hear what I said? You got to keep cool, calm, and collected. You mustn't let yourself get nervous.
Sparky, I hope you hear what the mayor is saying to you.
Yeah, I just got to keep cool, calm, and collected there.
By the way, Yuki's finished tuning up your racing car. I think he wants you to go over by him and listen to some last-minute instructions. You better get on over there.
Yeah, okay, Big John.
Sparky, lad, as I was saying, when you want a little more power out of this here motor, you just start pumping this here pump over here on the left side. You understand that?
Yeah, okay, I understand.
All right, if you want to keep out of trouble, remember to slow down as you go into the curves. Once you're in the curve, then you can give her the gun.
Give her the gun, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Give her the gun?
Yes.
Is there a gun in this auto?
Right. Oh, lad, what I mean is, once you're in the curve, jab your foot down on the gas pedal to get all the speed out of this here little midget race auto that you can get. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure, I know that. Okay, I'll do that, Yuki.
And another thing, don't take any unnecessary chances. A good racing driver never takes unnecessary chances.
No, don't worry. I won't take any chances. What else?
Well, then just try to stay on the inside of the track, except when you're going around the curves. You go into the curves high, but not too high. And when you gun your motor, you come down out of that there curve and you head straight for the inside of the track again. You got it?
Okay, I'll remember that too.
Now, the motor of this here midget race auto is in tip-top condition. If you don't win this here race, my name ain't Yuki Butcher.
Yeah, well, you won't have to pick up a new name for yourself, Yuki, because I'm going to win. Yes, sirree. How long is it before the race gets started?
Well, it won't be long now, lad. The race will start in just a few minutes. May as well climb into your race auto and get yourself comfortable there. Get you strapped in.
Okay. Oh, here comes Big John, Mayor Plumfront.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come on over here, fellas. It's almost time for the race to begin.
Don't forget what I said there, Sparky, lad. Remember the advice your old mayor done went and gave you. Keep cool and calm and collected. Got to keep your head. Don't want to be getting nervous, you know.
You mean like you are, Mayor?
Now, lad, I'm not nervous anymore. Why do you say a thing like that?
I know, but you just torn your handkerchief into shreds.
Just tore my handkerchief into shreds? Oh, for goodness sakes, what do you know about that?
Your attention, please. Your attention, please.
Uh-oh, it's an official announcement being made there.
Today's feature event is the Midget Racing Car Contest with drivers 9 to 12 years old.
Oh, yeah.
The race will be 10 laps or 25 miles. 10 laps or 25
miles. 25
miles.
Yeah, that's right, lad. You go around the track 10 times. But don't think that the race is over till the track official waves his flag at you. If you win, he'll wave a checkered flag at you. You understand that, huh?
Yes, I know. I remember the signal flag code you told me to memorize.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, we may as well push you out onto the track and get you started. Hey, give us a hand here, Mayor. Big John, how about it?
Yeah, all right. Come on, let's go. Now, be careful, Sparky. Be careful, and good luck
to
you.
Okay, Big John, I will. I'll see you after the race.
Righto! Well, there he goes.
Now, the cars will light up as they go around the track, and they'll fall in behind the lead car. And then, if they get the go-ahead flag, as they pass the judges' stand, we'll have a start. It won't be long now.
Oh, hope that lad remembers not to get excited. If only he remembers to be cool, calm, and collected. If only he remembers not to get nervous.
Mayor.
He remembers to keep his head.
Mayor.
If only the lad remembers to keep his wits about him.
Mayor?
What is it, Buster? You nervous? Don't get nervous. Be cool, calm, and collected. You mustn't get nervous, you know. Are you nervous, Buster?
No, Mayor, I'm not, but you're twisting the lapel of my suit and you're getting it all wrinkled. I think you're nervous.
Oh, me, I guess I am. I guess I am. Well, I'll calm down here directly as soon as the race gets started, I hope.
Well, you can start any time now because the cars are slowly making their way around the track. Lining up pretty good, wouldn't you say so, Yuki?
Yeah, fine, real fine. Looks like we might have a start right off.
Oh, look at them there little race otters. Look like a bunch of toys. Now, here they come around the far turn.
And here they come down the stretch. The official is out there with the flag.
Oh, it looks like he's going to wave the starting flag at him. He did! He did! And here they come!
Now to start! Sparky's in that bunch of cars behind the lead car. Come on, Sparky! Pull around those other cars. Come on, boy! There we go! The fella in car number three keeps blocking Sparky. Look at him! What's he doing there? Come on, Sparky! Come on, let's see you make those boys fall into dust. Come on, Sparky! Come on, boy! Let's see what you can do!
Yeah, but that little feller in car number three is right behind him, and he's a tricky driver. Come on, lad! Pull away from him! Pull away from him!
Sure looks like he's pulling away from that number three car now, doesn't it, Yuki?
Now, when we get out of that turn, Big John, I'll be able to tell you about it.
Here you go around the bend. Looks like number three is pulling up on the lad now.
Oh, I hope Sparky knows that boy is overtaking him. Come on, Sparky! Come on! Come on, drive that car!
Out here they come down the stretch. Sparky, you better speed up there.
Oh, my. I hope Sparky doesn't lose out at the last moment now.
Come on, Sparky. Look out for that number three car.
Getting close to the finish line. Looks like the lad's going to win.
Now the official's going to wave the checkered flag. There he goes. Looks to me like Sparky was out in front.
He was. Sparky won the race, I'm sure of it. Come on, let's get over there to Sparky and see what he has to say.
Yeah, come on, let's get out there by the lad.
Oh, he turned around and he's driving back this way. Good boy, Sparky. Good driving there, Sparky. Excellent driving.
Hey, Sparky, you won. Good for you.
Hey, what do you think of that? Hey,
John,
I won the race. Boy, oh boy. Wow, hey kids, wasn't that an exciting race? And I won, just think. Oh, I wonder if that's the trophy I'll get. The judge is standing over there talking to Yuki, and he's got a great big trophy about 3 feet tall. Ooh, isn't every keen looking? Got a little silver race auto sitting on top of the world. That's the way I feel. Oh, was that ever fun. And tomorrow's the big 500-mile Memorial Day race, and if you can get his race auto fixed by then, he's going to be in it. Well, anyway, we'll be home in Cincinnati soon. The judge with the trophy wants me to come over by him. I'll see you later, kid.